Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone. Janielle Huff here bringing you a new insight of the stillness in your actions, of your mind. Creating today a way for you to know that peace is actually action. You've been programmed from the past that action needs to be go, 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 or this, right? And where is that getting you? What's it creating in you? Angst, resistance, a heaviness? That's everything counterintuitive to what is true for you. And we're going to break this down today in the most amazing way as it channels through me. This is right where you need to be today. If you're listening live or the day of, it's the day after the solar eclipse. And in that, those energies are so strong. For some of you, it'll feel like you're wading through quicksand. For others, it'll feel very floaty and light and open. This is all based on vibrational being of you. If you have a lot of restrictions in your mind, body, tightness, you will feel the jitteriness. But if you've already come into a place of peace with you and your world and your reality, it'll feel even, and if there's more peace, but more openness in the peace, more trust in the peace, staying in it longer. And why do we say staying in it longer? Because you choose to jump in and out of your peaceful state. You choose when your thoughts start. If you are in balance with your body. If your reality is running you, then you're on autopilot. And you're just letting life take you. And you're in reactive mode, which is very restrictive. We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to come into a new stillness. And stillness doesn't mean sitting still or no movement, because it's actually an action step. It's stillness of active awareness. And that's where we're going to go with this today. Because when you learn that you're actively aware and how you do that for you, you will direct and use destiny as your guiding force. If you stay out of peace and in drama, chaos, always on to the next, boom, 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 you're letting fate take you, because vibrationally you're always moving. Whether you're moving it or the world is moving it. This is the layered, this is the unveiling or the bones of the matrix within you, your belief system. You've heard it talked about many times, the matrix of the 3D. Truly what that means is your dense, purposeful realities with restrictions, because density is what? More restrictive, harder. Feel it? Yeah. So in stillness, you release the density of the 3D world. You open up into an awareness of active listening, active viewing, looking, active knowing, hearing, seeing, feeling, knowing, tasting, smelling, all these things. So as we take this deep breath, you're going to breathe up your nose as high as you can. And you're going to hold it. And let the body release it back down naturally. Don't force the hold. Bring it up as high as you can again. Do you feel that? When you oxygenate the mind, It opens up the awareness of you. Your brain needs stimulation, just like your navel center, just like your body needs exercise or movement. So sitting still, as you know it as a child, is like, don't move, is not the true definition of stillness. Stillness in and of itself is peace. We're going to go to the river or the lake, whichever you choose, and you're going to see the mirror reflection in the water. It's very smooth, very calming. But when you look deeper, you see the current underneath. And if you will actively ask yourself, how does it stay so smooth with all this activity going on? The current, your flow, your daily list is your current being, your current self. We even say it, be current with yourself, be in the now with yourself. Do you see how these words relate? You have to take time and find the connections for you. So here's the mirror of you in your stillness, very active. Because all this is going on underneath the water, it didn't turn off its reflection. It didn't ripple with it. It allowed it to let it flow so easily that to your eye, it looks like stillness. And I want you to take this metaphoric knowing into your life right now. And as you center down into your heart, place the mirror of the water there, just the top of the water. And below the heart is all the current movement, the activity, the flow. Is the heart flowing with it? Of course it is, because it's creating a smooth transition. As you have the currents flowing through your physical body, this would be your energetic field, your auric field, how you move. If you had wings, how you fly. And as you go up above the heart, you see, no matter how high you go, the current is still a mirrored action. It's smooth. It's reflective. It's all-knowing, all-showing, all-telling. And now we're going to drop your foot into the water, and your foot's going to represent a thought. So as you put your foot into the water acknowledges it. And it simply flows around it. Because I feel you, and I feel through you. Because in some truth, the water knows you cannot stop it. You can't stop its stillness, its activity, its current, its flow. But where in your life do you let the feet of you, the blockages of you, stop you? Because you're not sure how to go around it or get through it or move it, and it becomes this big energy of your mind. When you make that choice, when you let go of something, gravitate towards something else, whatever it is, the flow and the peace is felt throughout the body. Even though the action through the body, through the physical body, is very active, involved, active, maybe laughing, communicating, whatever, enjoying, connecting. This whole time, the heart stays peaceful. And as we shift that energy into peace, now we're going to bring up the scenario of you. Where's your current water? Where's your current in your reflection? Do you have waves? Do you have oceans? Do you have what's in front of you? Are you flowing in the body? Are you start stopping, creating more friction? Do you see it if you insert this into your life? You have all these fears, worries, because you don't know. What if you could trust you as easy as nature trusts itself? What would change for you? How still and open and active would the mind be without thought? Thoughts are old energy reminding you from the ego self or that part of you that this happened when you did this, or remember you were this. And so that bubbling of the ego, you have to say, first, recognize it. And see, do I still match that? Is that where I am today? Don't be so quickly to buy into your thoughts, because they may be coming up to keep you safe or feel like they're doing something for you. How do you know when it's a knowing or a thought? Well, when you're actively feeling, actively sensing, actively staying in your current moment, your knowings flow, one right after another, easily. Just as you breathe, they just come. Do this next, this. Not even, like, it's not linear. It's not because of logic. It's an open flow because it feels, this feels, right? Okay. Now we're going to shift into a thought energy. A thought energy says, this, and then there's a because, and there's a justification, and then there's a logic to put it together to make it right in your mind. So your old self or your ego self of the old, however you want to see it, is a memory bank of all the identities you used to be. And when you truly shift your solar plexus, your I am, you know who you are, it creates this turbulence for a moment, this battlefield of the mind. Do I trust? Do I revert? Do I trust? Do I revert? Does the water do that? No. It simply trusts and flows. So where you were taught you need to think of the future or think of beyond this moment, that's where you learn to create and control your destiny. However, many are using it counterintuitive. Yes, there's actions that come. But if you have to contemplate them, figure them out, check in. Because spirit, your soul voice is very clear on the steps. It doesn't drop you hints. It doesn't give you a carrot to chase. it says actively be this. So if you want to take this to an active level, I want you to think about the soccer field. Do they stop and look at the ball and go, which way do I want to kick it? Which way do I trust myself? No. Because if they did that, someone else would come in, they would lose the ball, or they would stop the game, right? People wouldn't watch it. How impatient are you waiting for someone to make a decision outside yourself? How impatient are you with you in making decisions, choices? There doesn't need to be a time, space, reality when you live in the now moment of stillness. It's simply flowing with what you feel, what your soul story is telling you. If today you could let soul lead you from the heart, what's the first fear that gets up? Oh, soul might not know my list. I got to get done over here because I have deadlines. Oh, you don't think soul knows that? Do you see it? You doubt your own inner voice for the sake of expectations, things outside yourself. When the true inner experience of sensing, enjoying, joy is a sensory word. Can you feel joy? Sense it. Know it. Because in that is total flow, total reflection. Have you looked at someone's life and said, man, why does their life go so smoothly? Why don't they have bumps in the roads or ups and downs? Are they hiding it? Where is it? Or have they finally come into a reality of trust? And they trust from inward self instead of the outward reflections of everyone else. They have calmed the spirit to calm the mind. But a calm spirit and a calm mind doesn't mean it's sitting still. But you were taught that, right? Be calm, breathe, don't move. Look at all these connections you have to your words. Take time to unveil them, change them. And as you do, you'll change your current of flow and your reflection of reality. Are you still creating? Yes. But your body is stillness and peace from your head to your toe in all directions. Have you seen that person that just keeps going to the next? And you're like, do they ever stop and think? Or are they just no? Yeah. You are that person. You have to come into it and allow it to lead you. And as you do, the fears, the worries, the old thoughts, release, because there's no energy given to them. So they transform. They move into the new flow naturally. They have to. Because that's what you're giving energy to. When they talk about feeling it in the now, already having it, things like this, those are your trust sensory saying it's already here. I feel it already happening. I know it because I created it. Are you ready to get there with yourself and let go of the horror stories, the worry stories, the future stories, the past stories? Simply be. I'm going to move you into a new level that asks you to stop forgiving yourself for being you. Your freedom is in the peace. Not in the fixing of the old to bring peace in. Simply shift into peace. Ready? I want you to bring up something in your mind. I'm going to show you the power of you today. bring up a story in your mind you may be worried about or thinking about or wondering about or pondering upon. Look at these words. Oof. Right? Yeah. Bring it to surface. And I want you to see it in your mind's eye or hear what you're thinking about it as an observer. Just watching it as a movie. All these things could happen. All these things could not happen. But man, this is a show. Look at all this energy it's taking just to watch it. And now I want you to simply come into now as you release the show in front of you. Into neutral. Let go of the show. Let go of the thoughts. Breathe them out. Open the parameters of your mind. There you go. And as you do this, simply feel the stillness in your heart. Take your eyes to the center of your forehead. Relax them. And now look at the picture of peace. This is active visualization. And as you're feeling or sensing the picture in front of you, activate your ears to hear anything and everything you need to know or hear. There's no pauses. We create the pause. I need to wait for that moment from the spirit. No, spirit's told you 100 times. You're just scared to hear it, scared to see it. There's separation, right? You separated yourself from knowing in the moment. Because someone taught you it took you 30 days to know, 30 days to learn, or 2 hours. Well, you better go think on it for 2 hours before you make a decision. Right? When you go into soul energy, the peace of the mind and stillness, you are in oneness with time. So when you ask, the answer is given. If you didn't get it, hear it, or see it, it's because you moved a belief in there that it couldn't come that easily. Or that might not be the right answer. Do you see it? And you begin to doubt. And doubt creates separation and turmoil. You have to release the doubt and say, if I know this now, it is this. Do this with pen and paper if you need. Because how quick is your mind to give you an answer than your counterintuitive mind says, oh, but da da da. Or why would it go like that? It could go this way, right? And you have this whole chatter. Take the mind chatter down into your root so it transforms into active being. Have you ever been physically tired from just being in your mind all day? And you're like, how did that happen? Yeah. As your mind runs, so does your body on all levels. This mirror, as above, so below, if you will, is on every level of you. Not just what you can see or what you can feel. There's so much more. You have to tap into it through your current being, through the currency of your being. Oh, we even talk about currency. Where else do we talk about currency? Oh, financially? Electric currents. We say it all the time. And your mind hears this. And your mind says yes to you in every moment. Be mindful of your words. In fact, let words go for a whole day. They come up, bring them to stillness. Do this with you. You will gain so much now insight. that your trust will shift, that you know in the now. That you don't need to go home and think about it or take a ride to think about it. No. Because your emotion now trusts the current trust in you. And that is peace, joy, love, freedom, whatever you feel it. Anything opposite of angst, restrictions. This is the living of today. This is a change you're seeing on earth. You are shifting into this naturally. However, if you can actively stay with it, it'll move you quicker, if you will, in your now. It'll bring you into a sense of knowing. And it brings you into a sense of your power of being, your purpose, your soul source energy. You ask the mind, brain, however you want to do it, to interpret through the heart. It will only interpret truth because that's all heart knows. But what you were taught to do was go and move the mind and then get the heart to love it later. When did we start doing that? Oh, yeah, the first time you did something that you didn't want to do that you were made to do. You learn how to shift gears. So today we're asking your mind to shift it back. Shift it into the natural essence of you before you took over. Before you got in your own way. Breathe this through your body. You are open. You can feel your breath go down your spine. When you breathe in, when you breathe out, you feel your breath go up your spine. And as you continue to breathe, you just feel breath through all your spine. Do you see how that connects? There's not one way. It's a current. It flows in all directions. It is your soul power. It is you. It's the power within you that's embraced within your beautiful body. Let go of that there's something higher than you. They talk about it, higher self, higher beings. No, this is you. But when you put the word higher on it, it makes you go for something. Truly, no, there's nothing to reach for. There is only now. And there is only you. If you'd like to work more on this in depth, please reach out to me, JanielleHuff.com. I'm here for you. You power you in your most beautiful world. And you will hear your soul sing. Take time today to say stillness in action. Take time today to sense all of you. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.